Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. At a state park near Paola, a shooting stabbing has left one dead and another injured.
According to sheriff's officers, one individual died Tuesday morning at Hillsdale State Park. Officers from the Miami County Sheriff's Office arrived to the park campsite in the early morning hours after learning about a gunshot and stabbing. When first responders came, they discovered one individual had been tragically shot and another had sustained a non-life-threatening knife wound. Officials say one person has been apprehended. I'm Ramita Landrum.
Governor Laura Kelly has appointed a new secretary for the Kansas Department of Transportation. Kelly says Calvin Reed will be the next secretary. Reed has occupied the position of acting secretary since November of 2022, when former KDOT secretary Julie Lorenz said she would be stepping down. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
USDA's June ag trade outlook shows the U.S. is facing a significant trade imbalance.
USDA is now projecting that U.S. ag exports will be down $15 billion, while imports are projected up $4 billion. That means the trade balance is estimated to be at a deficit of $17 billion.
Farm Bureau senior economist Veronica Nye says U.S. ag trade is being impacted by global monetary conditions.
Inflation remains on a slowing trend, but economic growth challenges are materializing as monetary conditions tighten. World real GDP is projected to increase by only 2.8% in 2023. That's down from 3.4% last year.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good evening, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy on the corner of State and Main in Norton. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced on Tuesday that nearly $10 million has been awarded to 26 recipients for training and workforce development initiatives in high demand and high wage industries. Funding was made available through the Delivering Residents and Workforce, or DRAW, program, which was launched by the Department of Commerce earlier this year, and they reported they received 50 applications with requests totaling over $24 million. Tolan said as Kansas continues to attract transformative economic development projects, it's vital our state's talent pipeline receives the right training to build out the skill sets needed to enjoy successful careers in those targeted sectors. The DRAW program is laser focused on the state's most critical positions. The funds were designated by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee and approved by the State Finance Council to provide impactful capital projects that spur regional economic development in high demand and high wage industries such as healthcare, education, and technology-based business. Senate President Ty Masterson said it's a priority for the legislature that these vacant high demand, high wage jobs are filled by Kansans whenever possible. DRAW applications included investments in mobile workforce training providers, healthcare providers, education providers, technology-based business and employers working with the blind, visually or hearing impaired, or people with disabilities. Additional applications were also accepted by those employers designated by the Kansas Department of Labor as hiring high-demand and high-wage positions, such as accountants, welders, sales managers, and computer systems analysis. Recipients will use their funds towards construction of on-site training facilities and service expansions, third-party and vendor training costs on machinery and equipment used for training, salaries directly related to training, course development costs and services for development of in-house training, marketing, and communication and activities to attract talent from out of state. Awardees will have 2 years to complete their projects and utilize all awarded funds. Locally, Valley Hope Association of Norton was awarded $181,908. For a list of DRAW grant recipients and more information about the program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/draw. Day 3 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Combines are kicking into gear across a wider swath of central and eastern Kansas, and officially, the Kansas wheat harvest is now 8% complete, According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service crop progress report for the week ending June 18, 2023. Winter wheat conditions were rated at 54% very poor to poor, 30% fair, and 16% excellent. The conditions echo farmer sentiments about persistent drought conditions tempered by selective, better-than-expected fields as harvest progresses. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can also tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. Governor Kelly joined a group of governors in calling on Congress to protect and increase federal investment in child care in the upcoming fiscal year 2024 budget. Alongside governors from 9 states, they sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to provide the resources child care centers need to stay open and retain workers. Governor Kelly said here in Kansas, they're working to make it possible for every Kansas family to find an affordable option for child care. However, they can't do it alone. And that's why she joined fellow governors in urging Congress to make critical investments to support families and grow the workforce. In Kansas, a lack of child care options hurts economic and workforce development, as 6% of Kansans who don't work say it's because they cannot find an affordable child care. According to a recent report, the average cost for a toddler in center-based child care in Kansas costs the median two-parent household 8% of its income and the median one-parent household 26% of its income. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Members of the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission have been hard at work examining several staff recommendations that are related to complex natural resource challenges, from increased hunting pressure during the Sunflower State's waterfowl seasons to declining numbers of wild turkeys nationwide. The staff from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are working diligently to present commissioners with the best available science so that informed decisions may be made. Two important items to be voted on when the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commissioners meet tomorrow, Thursday, June 22nd at noon, include whether Kansas should initiate a lottery draw for non-resident turkey hunters and whether baiting wildlife should be prohibited on department lands and waters, including private lands leased by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. The Commission's June 22nd hybrid format public meeting will be streamed from Acorns Resort in Milford, and the public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually via Zoom. Virtual participants can access login instructions or watch live video and audio stream of the meeting by visiting ksoutdoors.com and follow the links. The next Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on August 17th at Pittsburgh State University's Bicknell Center VIP Room in Pittsburgh. A reconstruction project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Phillipsburg is expected to begin today, Wednesday, June 21st. The project work will involve the removal and replacement of the pavement on U.S. 36 or State Street between 5th Street and 8th Street. The eastbound lanes will be constructed first with traffic shifted head-to-head in the westbound lanes, and construction of the westbound lanes will begin upon completion of the eastbound portion, and an 11-foot width restriction will be in effect for the duration of the project. This construction is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact Phillipsburg Director of Public Works, Tim Driggs, at 785-543-5234, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. With harvest season underway in parts of the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, or other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles, and it's sometimes wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. Extra caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. Some tips to keep in mind when sharing Kansas roads with farmers includes to not assume the farmer knows that you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it doesn't mean that it's turning right or allowing you to pass, as due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns. So you need to allow it plenty of room and time to turn and be alert to see if there might be a driveway or field that they're turning into. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention, as when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Moffitt Drug, where you can go and get your family's prescription synchronized. You can find out how at Moffitt Drug in Norton.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped the rematch of their three-game series with the Detroit Tigers 9-4 on Wednesday afternoon in Detroit. With the loss, the Royals fall to 20-54 on the season. Brady Singer got the start for the Royals and had another rough outing. Singer was able to go a season-high 7 innings for the Royals, but he allowed 5 runs on 7 hits en route to the loss. Jackson Coar was the only reliever used on the afternoon. He allowed 4 runs, all unearned, on 4 hits. The Royals offense had another cold outing on the day. The team stranded 6 runners on base and were combined 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Fred Fermin drove in a pair with a 2-run double in the second, while Matt Beatty drove in a run in the 8th on a fielder's choice, and Dyron Blanco had an RBI double in the 9th inning. The Royals will now face one of their tougher tests of the season as they head down to Tampa Bay to begin a 4-game series with the league-leading Rays starting tomorrow night. Shane McClanahan, the talented lefty for Tampa Bay, will get the nod for the Rays. First pitch is set for 5:40 p.m. KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach, brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. And the
Here's a closing look at the markets on the Kansas Information Network. I'm Greg Akagi. Well, we had, well, I would consider a fairly quiet day at Wall Street overall. It was an up and down day, but a late rally finished the Dow higher on the day, and the NASDAQ, though, lower throughout most of the day. And the benchmark S&P 500 also lowered throughout most of the day. The Dow on Friday closed up 76.65 at 32,803.47. The NASDAQ is down 63 points at 12,657.55. And the S&P 500 down 6.75 points at 4145.19. Stocks of interest, AT&T up 8 at $18.35. Bank of America up 56 at $33.96. Boeing down $1.46 at $165.04. Capital Federal down 4 at $9.70. ConocoPhillips up $2.97 at $92.85. Colgate-Palmolive down 46 at $80.43. Deering Company up 93 at $343.31. Goodyear up 66 at $13.23. Kroger up 55 at $47.25. McDonald's down $1.41 at $259.23. PepsiCo down $1.32 at $174.55. Target down 43 at $166.13. T-Mobile US up 77 at 144.56. United Health Group up 131 at 535.06. And Walmart was up $1.01 at 126.58. And that is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's time for the Closing Market Report, brought to you by Edward Jones Investments, 418 East Holm in Norton, where Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Good evening, this is Philip Eisenhagen of Edward Jones, member of the New York Stock Exchange, bringing you the daily financial market report for Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. After a healthy rally over the last month, stocks have paused for air in the last few days, including a modest decline on Wednesday in which the S&P 500 slid 0.5% and the Dow shed 102 points. Growth and technology investments were under more pressure, with the NASDAQ closing down more than 1%. We don't see a shift in the broader narrative, but instead we think some general short-term profit-taking is at play. Oil prices finished up nearly 2%, driving leadership from the energy sector on the day. There were no major data releases on the calendar today, which kept the outlook for Fed policy firmly behind the wheel. With markets having digested the latest rate decision last week and likely awaiting the next round of inflation and employment data for more clarity on the Fed's next move, it's reasonable that, similar to Wednesday's move, there may not be any sudden turns, barring any knee-jerk reactions to Fed Chair Powell's comments on Capitol Hill this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 102 points to 33,951. The NASDAQ Composite Index was down 165 points to 13,502. And the S&P 500 Index was down 23 points to 4,365. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield finished at 3.72%. In commodity markets, the price of crude oil was up $1.43 to $72.62, and the spot price of gold finished down $3 to $19.44.70. In stocks of local interest, Walmart was up 30 cents to $154.46. Target was up 50 cents to $133.22. Procter & Gamble finished up $1.28 to $149.44. Kroger was down 15 cents to $45.68. Kinder Morgan was down 2 cents to $16.64. Johnson & Johnson finished down 25 cents to $163.88. Ford Motor Company was down 20 cents to $14.02. ExxonMobil was up $1.15 to $103.87. John Deere was up $8.61 to $416.59. Caterpillar was up 33 cents to $241.48. Berkshire Class B finished up 6 cents to $338.61. AT&T was down 16 cents to $15.61. Apple was down $1.05 to $183.96. Amazon was down 95 cents to $124.83. And Altria finished up 48 cents to $43.95. This is Philip Eisenhagen of Edward Jones, member SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice at 418 East Holm here in Norton. If you'd like additional information, you can contact me at 877-3373. And daily commentary is also located on our website at edwardjones.com.
music like this is like, well, actually, we don't know.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM. KQNK AM and FM.
Girl, well, it's been one of those days again, and it seems like.